Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safena insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safena insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safena insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
Go on the offensive against weeds with Antares Complete from Helena. Antares Complete eliminates early weed competition with long-lasting residual control of broadleaf weeds and grasses. With a balanced premix of three herbicides, Antares Complete combats herbicide resistance and helps soybeans achieve a faster, more vigorous start to the season. Take a tactical first strike against weeds and protect your soybeans early with Antares Complete. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Well, Senate Bill 1200 provides that Oklahoma shall adopt a permanent daylight savings time upon passage of federal law authorizing states to choose whether or not they want to participate in the practice of biannual time changing. I had the opportunity to catch up with Senator Blake Stevens about the daylight saving time bill and how he finally got it across the finish line.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the state of Oklahoma. Been working on this legislation for 4 years, and finally we got this thing moving in a positive direction. And it's just all about a matter of time, right? So was very honored to have the Speaker of the House running the bill with me on Senate Bill 1200. Very honored and blessed that the governor signed that bill after we got it through both chambers. This is a ball of fire going across our country. Started in 2018 when Florida started this movement to lock the clock on daylight saving time. So Oklahoma makes the 20th state that has passed legislation to lock that clock, to give us that hour of daylight in the evening in the wintertime for your listeners. This is what that's going to do. And so, the question, the golden question is, so where do we go from here? What's this going to take to get this across the finish line once and for all? I say there's strength in numbers. Believe that. We're closer today than we've ever been before. Oklahoma, like I said, is a 20th state that has passed legislation to lock this clock on daylight saving time when only one other state has locked the clock on standard time. I refer that to the time of darkness, and because it was going in the wrong direction for not just for our farmers and our ranchers, but for all Oklahomans.
To hear my complete conversation with Senator Cowboy Blake Stevens, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, day one of the Wheat Quality Council Wheat Tour is in the books, and the Crop Scouts saw a wide variety of crop conditions, from really good-looking wheat to fields that are struggling with a little bit of freeze damage, drought issues, stripe rust, wheat streak mosaic, and more. Oklahoma Wheat Grower President Dennis Shaneholz is participating in the tour, traveling by car from Manhattan to Colby on day one, and then Colby to Wichita on day two, and then Wichita to Manhattan for the wrap-up of the tour on day three. We had the opportunity to visit with Dennis to talk about what he's seen on the tour.
Once we crossed U.S. Highway 281 this year, it was pretty evident that they were lacking moisture and that they had a lot of cold weather stress. They had a lot of freeze damage. And we even saw some disease pressure from, like wheat streak mosaic, as well as we also saw some loose smut that had taken on some of the wheat crop. This crop up there, and especially west of Highway U.S. 281 Highway there in western Kansas and northwest Kansas, has been under a lot of stress.
We'll continue checking in with Dennis over the next few days as he completes the tour. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.